Hey guys, welcome back. I have big news.
Oh,
I have big news. I am headlining my first stand-up comedy show.
Couldn't fucking believe it. Oh man,
I'm excited. I found that out the same day I went to Blizztronics on the Rock. I don't know if that's what they're calling it, but I was super stoked. However, day of show, it started snowing, so that was fun. And I ended up flying solo, which wasn't as terrible as I thought it was gonna be. So, hope you enjoy. So, you ever like a band so much? And you're just kind of like, I really want to see these people, but none of my friends want to go. Well, I can definitely relate. Maybe you're scared or worried or anxious and like not sure what to make of the situation beforehand. Well, let me tell you about the shitstorm I got myself into this weekend. So I had row 5 tickets to Cyclops Rocks, which was fucking dope. I was kind of nervous at first, though, full transparency. I was determined to celebrate that day because of my big news, you know? It happened the same day, so I started spiraling on the drive up to Red Rocks. Mostly for two reasons, because I had just spent like an hour and some change waiting for my friends to decide, are we gonna go? Are we not gonna go? What's gonna happen here, you know? Like, things that most general humans contemplate, but it was still just like, I'm going whether you're not or you are. I'm determined. I'm celebrating, motherfuckers. You know? I don't know. Maybe that's just me. The beginning of my spiral had started on like, oh man, you don't like packed crowds, dude. How the fuck are you gonna handle yourself? Yeah, especially with like headbanging. Like, headbangers are dope, don't get me wrong. I just mean like, sometimes gravity is not your friend at Red Rocks, especially when you're like breaking your neck. You know what I mean? That sounded weird, probably, on the mic feedback. Oh well. But it started blizzarding on the way to Red Rocks as well. So I was kind of like, oh man, what a terrible day to fall. You know, just like, I don't know what it is about this element, but it has a tendency of making a bitch fall on her ass, you know? Like, pff, it's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. But I did do some reassuring on the drive up there in the fucking blizzard. More or less that I had row 5 tickets, so, you know, that's the kind where they, like, check you for your little wristband thing. It's supposed to keep the riffraff out. I don't know if it does. I mean, they try. They try. That's what I should say. That's bad shit talking on my part. I love you guys at Red Rocks. Woo! But I'm from Colorado, so I know how to prepare for every season and all the seasons in one fell swoop of a night. Why, you may ask? Well, back in the day, for most general admission shows, before they started blocking off more and more parts of Red Rocks, you could hang out on the steps all day. Usually a really surefire way to get like drunk as shit really fast, but my parents would take me with them to wait on the steps with them and then drop me back off at the babysitter's before the show started. It was great. I got to like do all these like weird things as a kid. Like I wore a fucking tutu. God, how old was I? Probably like 7. And one of the security guards was like, "Do you want to dance on stage?" And me, you know, being me, I was like, "Of course I do. What do you mean? Let's go, mom." And so there is a picture somewhere of me out there in like a tutu on Red Rocks. So, you know, I have been on the stage. I still aspire to be on that stage in a paid sense, but you know, my comedy's going okay, but I'm only like, oh fuck, I had the math. 7 months into it? 8 months? Ooh, math is hard sometimes, especially when you smoke before this, but back to my determined celebrating, you know? I didn't get to see the openers I wanted, which sucks, but like, you know, it is what it is. I will see them again. The universe will deliver them back to me is how I look at it. I had the worst luck. I get in, everything's fine. A little cold, but your girl's got layers, so we're ready to fucking go. The anxieties are still spiraling though, full transparency. I managed to get so anxiety ridden in my head that I managed to lose my own debit card in my goddamn wallet. So that was really fun. I am really glad I ran into my friend. Shout the fuck out Danny, because you know, homies helping homies, all that kind of shit. It was great. It was great. I also got to brag about my show because, you know, if you can't tell, guys, I'm excited. Anyway, yeah. Layers came in clutch for the blizzard on the rocks kind of thing. I was shook to see people in, like, you know, like t-shirts and shit. I'm like, are you gonna be cold tomorrow? I don't know how that cold part works. I'm just cold all the time, so I don't know the relative difference. Or maybe I just don't remember if I'm on drugs, how warm I am. I don't know. Do you guys keep track of that shit, or is that just a weird spiral? Anyway. I think the coolest part of the blizzard and Red Rocks, besides seeing Jesse do his thing, bro, lasers and snow are fucking magical. I don't know how the vibes just got to that, but like, huh, it was pure bliss. It was pure bliss. And it's just like, wah, wah, and then like lasers and reflectually little snow things, you know? It was great. It was great. I will say though, I did not remember I had mushroom tea on board until the second song of Jesse, which was, you know, it was a pretty good time for it to kick in, because it was one of those, the anxieties were kind of building of, oh, there's a lot of people here with friends, and you're just fucking not, you know? But I will say the one thing with Subtronic's music in general is it's magical how much you can just like feel like yourself in a crowd and not feel like you have really anything in common with the rest of the crowd. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's a weird, it's like a bonding, magical, weird kind of thing that like, I don't know. It's not terrible going to a festival by yourself, especially if you're someone that does, you know, the full anxiety ridden, doesn't like crowds. Like, I know it's a weird profession to want to get into stand-up comedy with crowded rooms. If I'm just like standing up against the wall, I don't know how I get more claustrophobic quicker, you know what I mean? Just like, the walls are cramming in, what the fuck do I do? I don't know. Oh man, how does it get so hot, you know? But I think in the middle of all of my anxiety spirals, it kind of hit me in the face that, like, everyone's kind of in their own little world worried about their own little things. They don't really give a shit that you're here or not there by yourself kind of thing. And I mean, I had other friends there, but like, I had row 5 tickets, so I wasn't gonna give that shit up. You know what I mean? Rock, dude. It was great, but, like, I feel like there's pros and cons. I feel like there's more pros than cons, though, when it comes to, like, flying solo to these shows. You know what I mean? Like, if you plan ahead of time to go by yourself, you have the ability to show up whenever the fuck you want. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't want to see any of the openers, you don't have to. If you want to see all the openers, be the first motherfucker there, you know? Like, it's great to have some kind of freedom where you're not just, like, hovering, making sure, is this person good? Is that person good? If you can't tell, my rave mom miss is coming out, so that's fun. That is very fun. But also, when you go to a new, like, a concert by yourself, you get to explore the venue, even if you've been there before, at your own pace. Like, say you've never hit the Red Rocks Museum before, which is, like, it's pretty cool, honestly. And it, like, there's a lot of big artists that have gone through there, and, like, you see history and how it all became to be, because Red Rocks was, like, a engineered facility outside to have really good fucking sound quality. And, I mean, if you've gone before, you know there's not really a bad listening spot in the whole friggin' joint, you know? I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But also, going by yourself, you get the chance to connect with people maybe you wouldn't have if you're in a group setting. You know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like confidence is a weird thing nowadays. But I feel like there's a lot of emotional benefits as well to going to shows by yourself. Like, it was very emotionally beneficial for me to do tea in a crowd and, like, just kind of give in to the moment. You know what I mean? Because you get the chance to, like, fully immerse yourself in the music and have the ability to, like, connect with the music and your emotions on a completely different level. That, like, maybe you dance sometimes and you're, like, eyeing other people, making sure you're not becoming, like, a weird new viral TikTok thing or something like that, you know? Like, it's weird to go out and be a person nowadays, you know? Maybe that's just my view on things, but also, there are ways to just break out of your comfort zone and stop trying the same old shit. Try something new, you know? Like, it's 2023. The state of the world's kind of questionable, and, like, you might as well just embrace living in the moment instead of planning for the long haul kind of thing. Because I know, ugh. Trying to organize grown adults as an adult, if you're not that, like, overly organized, like the color-coded type in high school types, it's fucking hard to make plans, y'all. Like, trying to have a Casa Bonita birthday party, and I'm like, bitch, can I get 20 people to show up? And, like, if not, that sounds expensive. But that was a side tangent. Anyway, there are a lot of practical benefits for going to a concert by yourself. I only had to pay for one ticket. So, I mean, you do have the ability to find cheaper tickets. I probably would have picked cheaper tickets if I had more confidence in myself that I wouldn't, like, walls cave in at a crowd kind of thing. And I mean, like, even if you can't afford the really nice seats, like, at Red Rocks, there's ways to post up to where you're not just, like, it feels like people are multiplying quicker than they're leaving kind of thing, you know? Maybe that's just me. I don't know. But you also get the ability to, like, see more shows because you don't have to coordinate with others, which, I mean, positives and negatives, social anxiety versus wanting to see good music. It's really a dual-sided coin, but also, like, it's possible. I'm here to tell you from firsthand experience that it's very fucking possible. Some tips for going to a concert by yourself, I would say, when you get to the venue, parking somewhere that's a well-lit kind of area, that gave me a bit more confidence in getting in there by myself, because I had to do that long fucking walk up. Honestly, any stairs at Red Rocks, like, anytime I feel like I'm in shape, I get quickly fucking humbled by those stairs. But, yeah, managing to, like, stay in well-lit areas, and I was walking back to my car with, like, keys in the fingers kind of thing, you know? Like, just as a woman. I don't know why. I mean, probably as a guy, too. I don't... Maybe you have those personalities that get you followed after shows. I don't know. Oh, that's very victim-blaming of me, and that is my bad. I don't mean to come off like that, but, another good security point is, like, just being friendly with the security guards around. Like, maybe you get weird vibes from someone, like, maybe just, hey, security guy, how's your night going? You know, like, my night's okay. This guy's fucking weird. You never fucking know. Or this girl's fucking weird. Or this person's fucking weird. Also, being careful with what you drink. All the standard things come along with that, you know? Like, don't take booze from not a bartender. Yeah. Like, that could be acid. You never know. Oh, man, that was a bad joke, too. Okay, we're going to stop with the jokes on that part, because, fuck, dude. I feel like there are strategies for, like, meeting new people at shows, which can be fun. So you meet new people at shows, and then maybe you don't have to go by yourself again. That's how I try and look at it. But I feel like knowing the band does a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I've been listening to Subtronics for a while. I know his name's Jesse. I know he's engaged. I, like, have the small talk things. But I also realize those are kind of, like, weird stalkery things, too. So I don't know how to interpret that now that I think about that out loud. Other good things to do is, like, when you first get there and explore the venue, like, knowing the venue. So, like, oh, man, where's the bathroom? Where's the snack stand? Especially at Red Rocks, because it's kind of ambiguous depending on the time of year. And they're doing some kind of construction up there, too, right now. So I don't know what that is, but, you know. Sometimes finding, like, concert moms, you know what I mean? Like, just being friendly to the older types, or, like, yeah, no, concert moms. I'm a rave mom. I feel like I can confidently say that, but, like, just someone a bit more trustworthy of vibes kind of thing, and hopefully you can be a good judge of character and figure that one out, but also just keeping your wits about you, you know what I mean? Like, don't kill a 12-pack in the parking lot by yourself, because, like, I feel like it might scare the shit out of you depending on what happens there, but sometimes knowing where the tour bus is can pay off. Red Rocks, it's a little bit more like hush-hush kind of thing, so I don't know how well that streams to be. And I think just, like, staying alert and staying with it and making sure you're not, like, rolling dick or tripping dick somewhere and not in this dimension kind of thing. Wow, that sounds very spiritual of me. I don't know how to feel about that. But, yeah, I will say the benefits of going to a show by yourself is you can push yourself in out of your comfort zone, which, if you're not that type of person, maybe do it in smaller steps, you know what I mean? But it's still good to just like remind yourself you're alive, you know what I mean? Like, being uncomfortable is uncomfortable for a reason. But like, being too comfortable, shit can get monotonous. So even if your favorite band that your friends don't like is coming to town, go buy that fucking ticket, you know what I mean? And like, you get to choose your own schedule. I feel like that's a positive part all by itself. And then just like, the emotional benefits for like just fully immersing yourself in the music and being able to like reflect and connect with emotions on a later date. And like, at least with like EDM music for me, that's kind of where I enjoy the going by myself part, because I really connect with different parts of different shows that I see by myself. Because like, Jesse, it wasn't my first time going to a show solo. I saw Boombox earlier this year, which was pretty dope for New Year's. Wow, I say earlier this year like it's not 4 months ago already. Fuck, where's 2023 going, y'all? But yeah, you also you get the ability to like see more shows and do more things that you want to do that align with your interests. You get to be the purveyor of your own musical adventure, which I had a lot of fun doing. I don't think it was just the mushrooms, you know what I mean? Like, there was vibes, there was magic. Lasers and motherfucking snow, I cannot recommend enough, guys. But what I can't recommend enough more is fully enjoy going to a show by yourself. You know, you don't have to fully enjoy it right away. Baby steps are completely okay too, depending on your level of comfortability. But I think I might leave you on that, because it's one of those, like, you can freak out at first, but realize that, like, people are more self-involved than you give them credit for being. But also, like, other people are friendly too, especially in these kind of venues. And just keep your wits about you so you're not another, like, Dateline story. That's bad vibes. Wow. I think I'm gonna leave the episode on that. Holy shit, that was a bad vibe to end it on. Oh, well. I will be shooting the shit with actual human beings next week. So don't worry, it won't be a full-on rant of me. But I have a show next Tuesday. I got a show, the Psychedelic Comedy Show, which we'll be covering. So that'll be really fun. AJ Finney's headlining, and I've never actually met the man, but I've seen his comedy, and it's funny as fuck, so I could not recommend it enough. But there's also other really funny people being on it. But I also, oh, I can't believe I'm headlining a show, guys. Oh man, I'll be sure to drop tickets in links and stuff. So see you next week, guys.